Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up south of Houston in a family of 10, and at age 11 began working in his dad's dry cleaning business. At age 15, he got a job as a dishwasher at a Holiday Inn by putting on a three-piece suit for his interview. From that humble beginning in the hospitality industry, he's become the CEO of Southern Hospitality Restaurant Group, which today consists of 5 restaurants in Detroit. His name, Frank Taylor. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula, sponsored by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're talking to Frank Taylor, the CEO of Southern Hospitality Restaurant Group. Frank, welcome. It's an honor to have you.
It's an honor to be here, Jack. It really is. Blessed to be here.
Can you start by talking about your childhood and your parents?
Well, Jack, I grew up in a fairly large family, and second from the baby, a son of Frank and Essie, my mother, Taylor. And we grew up in a little small town in south of Houston called Dickinson, Texas. My dad was a dry cleaner's owner, and I loved just always working and following my dad around. So I started work at an early age in my dad's dry cleaning business.
Well, what did you learn from your mom and your dad?
Well, my mom and dad was both very inspirational to me. You know, sometimes young people tend to look outside for, you know, their heroes and that type of thing. But for me, my parents was it, because my dad was a hardworking man that took care of a large family and dedicated his family. My mom was, she held the house down for us. She took care of the kids and made sure that, you know, dinner was always set on the table, and we shared time as a family, and so the togetherness that they really instilled in us as kids was really important, and that today even keeps us close. Although, you know, I'm living here in Michigan and they're all in Texas, but it just really kind of stuck with us throughout life. But just always to do things to respect others and to treat others with dignity, they always talked about, and you know, and also to keep you know, God first in your life, and with that, you know, anything is possible. Truly,
you're age 11, and you'd go to work for your dad in the dry cleaning business.
Yes.
What did you do, and what was your title?
Well, you know, I don't exactly know if I had a title. I just loved working around the cleaners. He taught me how to press clothes. Matter of fact, I learned how to press pants and shirts and suits at an early age, so I could do that as well as I would keep the place clean. But I would also, I had just an incredible opportunity to witness firsthand customer service, and that's what my dad was all about, the way that he dealt with customers, and his philosophy as for this service was what I learned at an early age.
What did he pay you?
Well, I tell you, I just remember getting my weekly allowance, and I don't quite remember what that was, but he, my dad, he just said, you know what, you have a weekly allowance, and pretty much, you know, being the second from the baby, I will have to say, just a teeny bit on the small side. My younger brother and myself, we're both 11 months apart. So, but you know, the things that we were able to get, being almost, you know, being the last two children, was a little bit more than, you know, others were able to get coming up. But just having the opportunity to watch and be around him meant more to me at that time than anything.
At age 15, you put on a three-piece suit for a job interview. Can you talk about that?
You know, I had gotten to the point that I wanted to do something different. And doing something different, I said, you know, I just want to go out and apply for a job and not necessarily have it be in the family business. So I put on my three-piece suit, and I walked into a Holiday Inn next to the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, NASA Road 1, and walked in and filled out an application for a dishwasher, utility person. And I remember the general manager coming over saying to me, anyone that applies for a utility person or a dishwashing job in a three-piece suit and a smile that huge, you're hired. You got a job. So that was my first, job in the hospitality industry.
How long did you stay at that Holiday Inn, and how did you advance?
Well, I tell you, I worked at that Holiday Inn for about 7 years, actually, almost 8 years. I worked from a dishwashing position to about 15 days later being promoted to a cook, being trained under a great chef out of California at that time. He was working there. And just progressed from that to elite cook position to night kitchen supervisor until, I graduated from high school. I saw an opportunity to get into management, one particular position that it seemed like it had a revolving door with several managers coming in and out. I talked to the general manager and said, I would love a shot at that job. And he said, you're kind of young still and you're in school. And I said, but I can make it work. So I really convinced him to let me try this position. And he did. And from that point, held pretty much every position, management position throughout that hotel, except for, maintenance position, because I just don't have a great time with twos. But from a food and beverage manager position to a front office manager position to executive housekeeper, I held every position mainly in that particular hotel. So I was very successful within that property.
We're talking to Frank Taylor. When we come back, we'll ask him how it was he moved to Cary, North Carolina, met a young TV reporter, and it changed his life. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR with Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're with Frank Taylor. Frank, you moved to Cary, North Carolina. You get involved with a restaurant, and you meet a lady. Can you tell us about it?
Yes. After several years in the hotel business and moving a couple of different places, ended up in Cary, North Carolina, getting involved with a restaurant and partners in a restaurant there and called Seldom Blues Jazz Cafe. It was a beautiful jazz restaurant that featured wonderful food service and entertainment on a nightly basis. And while I was in North Carolina, I happened to meet Carolyn Clifford. At the time, she was with Fox 53 in Cary, and I invited her for dinner and to the restaurant and invited her to a concert, which she accepted, and we just really kind of hit it off. I mean, it was a an instant thing that we both adored one another and both found out a lot about one another, being from a major, huge family. I'm from a huge family, and she's from a family of nine brothers and sisters and a mom and dad. So we had a lot of things in common, both well-grounded when it came to the Lord. So we met, and shortly thereafter, was merit, and went from Cary actually to Pittsburgh. She had always a desire to move back to Detroit. So actually, when we first married, she said that she wanted to move back to Detroit, and if she would, our relationship would build, I would have to promise her that I would move to Detroit one day. So I did, and I actually, Jack, didn't think it would happen. I didn't think that we would come back to Detroit. But since I made the promise, she had an opportunity to leave North Carolina, and we sold the restaurant, got in, and moved to Pittsburgh, where I got back into the hotel business with DoubleTree and opened up a beautiful fish market down in Pittsburgh. And Carolyn went to work for another Fox affiliate, Fox 22, I think it was, in Pittsburgh. It was a much larger market for her, and so then from Pittsburgh, a couple of years later, she had an opportunity to come home to Detroit. Her advisor and attorney said he had an opportunity for her to come home and be at Channel 7 in Detroit, which has been just a wonderful blessing for her and for the kids and myself. So we came back to Detroit.
Did you put on a three-piece suit for the first date with her?
Well, I think that when she saw me, I was in a three-piece suit.
That's worked pretty well for you. What's it like being married to a woman who needs a new outfit every week for her job?
Well, you know what? I tell you, that's a little tough. But Carolyn is a smart shopper. She actually always teased me about my clothes. She said she could buy three or four outfits to the one that I wear. So she wears great clothes but she knows how to shop and stay looking nice. But it's at first I thought I'd have to have 15 restaurants to afford those outfits.
You come here, and today you have 5 restaurants: Seldom Blues, Sweet Georgia Brown, Grand City Grill, Breakfast House and Grill, and the Woodward in the Compuware Building.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in partnerships with Robert Porche, Alexander Zonchik, and the executive chef, Jerry Nottage.
Right.
Why did you go into partnerships with these people?
Well, you know, when I first came to Detroit, I met Robert Porche, and Robert and I had often talked about what's after football for him, and he started spending a lot of time around the hotel business watching me and watching what I was doing, and it started striking up an interest with him. I also met Alexander Zonchik, which Alexander and I talked about, one day, we're going to do something big and have a nice jazz club, and, all of that was just talks at that time. With Jerry Nottage, who is the executive chef, who is just a wonderful young man. I've known him for 16, 17 years. I actually hired him in Texas several years ago as my chef, and he's been with me ever since. I thought that opening a restaurant like Seldom Blues with that type of partnership and everyone understood what their responsibility and roles would be was just incredible. Alexander, from a music standpoint, Chef Jerry Nottage from his culinary expertise, and Robert Porche, just his hard work and his with the community, his ties into the community. Robert is just the perfect partner to have. And the first venture, over 4 years ago, opening almost 4 years ago, Sweet Georgia Brown, wasn't with Robert at the time because he didn't think it was the right opportunity. But, opening Sweet Georgia Brown, which was a very successful restaurant and has continued to be, and we're looking forward to the renovation of that restaurant, to Seldom Blues being awarded Restaurant of the Year, which is just a wonderful award to get, and we're very pleased. To the Breakfast House, which people were thinking, Frank, why open a breakfast house? And, it's been successful. To the Grand City Grill in the Grand in on Grand Boulevard to, you know, the Woodward Restaurant. So it's just a great partnership. Everyone works hard, and we love what we do.
How many hours a week do you work?
Well, I tell you, I say all the time, I love what I do so much that I just don't even keep up with the amount of hours. I will make it that on Sundays I try to make that day a family day where I don't typically go into the restaurants unless I'm doing brunch. I'll go and have brunch or something, but I try to leave Sundays off, but I'm up sometimes, Jack, from, you know, anywhere between 7 and 8:30 in the morning. I will be in the restaurants till, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night, and on weekends, maybe longer. I just, again, I love what I do, and when you love what you do so much and it's a passion to you, you really just don't worry about and think about the amount of hours. Sometimes I just got to be careful to keep everything balanced and keep life in its perspective. And people say, well, how do you do that? Well, you know, first and foremost, I just remember what my dad said to me years ago. I mean, he always said, you know, God was first and your family, and then yourself. But you got to have those things in perspective.
We're talking to Frank Taylor. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula, sponsored by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Well, with Frank Taylor, the reality is that opening a new restaurant is a risky venture at best. More than 50% of new restaurants fail within the first 2 to 3 years. Frank, how have you been so successful?
Well, Jack, I think that it's a combination of extremely hard work and determination, and having a positive attitude about everything. Again, that's I would say, you know, just got to say God plus determination plus a positive attitude gives you success. Being inside the restaurants, touching the customers, just being there, I think, is important. And also giving back. I think that a lot of the people love that we're just not a restaurant here in town, opening the doors and just doing nothing, but we also reach back into to the community, and we want to be a part of the community and be a part of people's lives, period. So I think it's just the hard work, determination, and passion that we put into really making our restaurants a successful restaurant, you know, just striving on a daily basis for excellence. That's what we're about.
You've been quoted several times as saying, service is the most important thing that we have to sell.
That's true.
More so than the food?
Absolutely. I mean, again, you know, just getting that from my dad, he didn't have the most beautiful dry cleaners on the block, but what he did have was the best service on the block. And service is the most important thing you have to sell. Sometimes guests will forgive you if their steak is overcooked, undercooked, or they may not quite like what they had for dinner, but the service can make up for it. The way that the salesperson will take care of the situation, it means more than anything. I preach on this daily to my staff and to managers that service is the most important thing that we have to sell, you know, and we're a restaurant company that want to give that service to everybody that walked through the doors of our restaurant.
We're talking to Frank Taylor. When we come back, we'll ask him what he looks for in employees and how he tries to lead people. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Frank Taylor. Frank, when you hire wait servers, receptionists, cooks, etc., what do you look for in people?
Well, I tell you, Jack, the first and foremost thing that I look for in people is just a positive attitude. I am a huge believer in attitude. I love the saying that Charles Swindoll wrote. He said that attitude was more important than, you know, just your skill, your knowledge. It was just attitude will give you that determination to be successful. So I look for a positive attitude first and foremost. I believe that I can train people, or my staff, my managers, can train people how to be great bartenders, great salespeople, great service, but the individual must bring the attitude part with them.
In business, you want to hire people who are too good for you today. How do you do that?
Well, I tell you, we always love hiring, you know, the most skilled and people that will enhance your operation or enhance your company. So we definitely look for that. We look for ways of hiring people, and hopefully what they will see what our company is about, our restaurant is about, and the way that we do things, that will attract people that sometimes are a lot better than you think that you would may attract. They could see it, and they fall in love with what you're doing, and they believe in what you're doing, and they see it happening from the top. Myself, as well as Robert Porsche and the other partners, that attracts them to you. So that attract even more skillful people to your organization.
Speaking of Robert Porsche, a very classy man.
Mm-hmm.
A very big man. Does he eat all the profits?
You know, no, thank God he doesn't. He gets in and he loves sampling food now and going into the kitchen and seeing what the chef is up to and giving him some advice on certain things. But he's not a huge eater, but he knows his stuff now.
You probably tell them, don't worry about the steaks, Robert. Focus on the salads. You know, how good are our salads? Ross Perot once said that in America, when people become successful, very often they quit doing the very thing that made them successful. How do you ensure that your people keep doing the right things?
Well, again, too, and I think Ross is definitely right on with that. And the way that you ensure that people continue to do it is you set example. You use yourself to set that example. The things that that I was doing 10 years or 15 years ago to try to get to the point where I'm at now in my life are those same things that I continue to do today. And that's, you know, the small thing as further as just being out there and in your restaurants and working the floor and pouring iced tea for guests and pouring water and refolding their napkins. You know, sometimes a restaurateur or people may think that's above them now, but, you know, not for me. I want to be involved. I want to escort our guests to the restroom when asked where the restroom. I want to escort them to their seats. I want to pour their wine when it needs refilling, remembering that I'm in the service industry, and sometimes people forget that they're in the service industry, and I never, ever want to get above that. I love serving people, and really that, too, is kind of a blessing from the Lord when you love to serve, and I definitely have that spirit to serve.
As I've observed you through the years, everything you do is classy, and you believe that a person's word is golden.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about those two things?
Again, you know, I think that if you're going to do something, you have to do it at your very best. You know, you can start off being good, but you have to strive for being better. Once you get to better, you have to strive to be best. I always say that to my staff in a much faster way. I say good, better, best, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. That means you have to keep striving for class every single day. And your word has to be golden. Today, that's really all you have. I mean, it's more important than a written contract between two. But your word has to be a word of honor, and your fellow man, a fellow woman would respect that and know that when you said something, it's going to happen. They can count on it. And having that reputation is just a solid reputation. Again, getting that from my dad and my granddad, for that matter, about, you know, your word is what you have to stand on. Your word have to be golden, and it's important.
Your dad has passed, but your mom, Essie, has she ever been to one of your restaurants?
Yes, she has.
What was that like?
It was such an amazing feeling in my heart and in my soul. My mom will be 78 this July, and for her to see her son grow up and, you know, run around my dad's dry cleaning business and then get into the hotel business and as a dishwasher and work hard going to school and just working my way up. It was very pleasing and just it brought major joy to her heart for her to walk in. First, Sweet Georgia Brown when we opened that, but the effect was even so much more when she had an opportunity last year to see Seldom Blues because, you know, Seldom Blues was, you know, again, my dream. You know, having that type of restaurant overlooking, you know, the beautiful Detroit River and just that type of a magnitude, I mean, it really brought tears of joy to my mom's eyes. And she's a proud, proud lady. I mean, she's just, I talk to my mom a couple of times a week. She often tells me that she's proud of me and she's continuing to pray for me every day. So, but she's a proud mother.
We've got a lot of parents listening tonight that say, wow, I wish my children could become like this man. What would you say to those parents?
Well,
besides buy him a three-piece suit.
Well, I would tell you that anything is possible, and that's a true word. I tell you that. First and foremost, parents have to instill in their children what my parents instilled in me first. And, you know, knowing first and foremost when they say to me and had said to me, the best thing that ever happened to you was, you know, God Almighty. And then everything is to that. It's like everything will happen from that. So if you have things in the right perspective, you have your kids knowing that there's a much higher power that they get their health and strength from, and they are determined to be successful. They have to be determined to knowing that failure is not an option, and it has to be a determination. Nothing comes easy, because if it did, everyone would be, you know, flying high. But being determined, having a positive attitude, and also just staying humble. I think that you must continue to humble yourself no matter how successful one thinks he or she is has become. You just must stay humble, knowing that if you stay humble and work hard, you'll always be blessed.
We're talking to Frank Taylor, and I'm Jack Krasula. And this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything is Possible with Jack Krasula, sponsored by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back. We're with Frank Taylor. Frank, can you talk about the need for education today?
Well, I tell you, Jack, it's so important. And, Robert and I, we try to encourage young men and young women today to stay in school and get their education. 4 years ago, we started hosting a classic football game in Ford Field, we bring in two historical African-American colleges to play this big football game in Ford Field. But more so, we don't do it just because it's a football game. We do it to try to encourage youth to stay in school. And as I go to different schools or whenever I have an opportunity to talk to children today, I tell them that, you know, you must get an education. I talk to my son all the time and say, you know, it's important. It doesn't matter how great you are in sports and that type of thing. I want to see how great you are in the classroom and your attitude and your grades in class. Because it's important that you know you can't run a business if you don't have an education. I mean, and that's just the bottom line.
Leading people. There's a saying, don't tell me how much you know until you show me how much you care.
Sure.
Talk about that.
Well, I think that one thing, employees are so smart and well-educated, and they know when you're just kind of talking out the side of your mouth about what should go this way and what should go that way. You need to know, you need to demonstrate to people right off the top that you care about what you're telling them to do, or asking them to do, rather. And also, it's that old four-step training process of how when you hire an individual, you explain the job to them. You demonstrate it to them, which is the second one. You demonstrate it or you show it to them. The third step in that is you let them try it out. And then the fourth and most important of them all is the follow-up, the continuous follow-up, that you just don't leave them out there thinking, you know, I've brought them in and I've trained them for 2 weeks and they're in great hands. It's continue follow-up day after day after day with your associates. But also, you know, I think that we have been successful because in our organization what we try to do is have like a family feeling. And sometimes one of the things that I pray about quite honestly is as we continue to grow, I never want to lose that family-type feeling that we have within our restaurants, our people, the closeness of our people and knowing something about them and that really gives them a feeling that they're just not a everyday employee, that you really care about them and their well-being and they respect you a lot more. So that's something that we as a company try to focus on daily, making sure that we maintain that, whether we have 5 restaurants or 15 restaurants.
What advice would you give to someone who's thinking about opening a restaurant?
Well, you know, I often talk to by people that they see the restaurant business. They could come to Seldom Blues and see the beautiful band and the, you know, service and the food and so on and so forth, and they think it's, you know, it's a wonderful job, but they think that's all it is to it. I encourage people to know what you're doing first. Know about the restaurant business. A lot of people want to get in the restaurant business that have never been in the business, and I say, first and foremost, go work in a restaurant. Start at the bottom. Start in the dish room. You have to know what's going on and have a great plan, a great business plan. If you're going to have partners, have great partners and people that, you know, you guys share the same things in common and you have respect for one another. So just don't go out and get into the restaurant business because you say, geez, I want to open a restaurant and I want people to know that it's mine. No, you need to know about the restaurant business.
You've mentioned faith an awful lot. Can you talk about what role does faith play in your life?
Well, I tell you, Jack, faith, again, is definitely the top of my life. Growing up as a young boy, granddaddy was a minister. My brother, he's gone to heaven now, but he was a minister. I have a lot of uncles around me that are ministers. So grew up at an early age knowing that, you know, the Lord was first and foremost in my life. And, you know, there will be some obstacles in life. I mean, as much as I've been somewhat successful in running hotels and restaurants, there has been times in my life that it's been some ups and downs, and I got through those times only through believing in God and knowing Him. So it plays a major role in the way that even today I run my business, to my home, to everything. So faith is, you know, because sometimes there will be some things that you just say, geez, why am I doing this? And but it's played a major, major role in my life, and I thank God for faith.
What advice would you give to our young listeners tonight?
Well, I would tell you that to any young listener, you know, if you look at myself coming up as a dishwasher and having restaurants in, you know, the great city of Detroit, and the restaurants are doing extremely well, and I think that we will continue to grow, and I would just tell people and young people, you know, first and foremost, you know, have a strong belief, get a great education, stay positive, be determined, and anything is possible. Don't ever think that any goal that you are trying to reach is an impossible goal. Sometimes, you know, the impossible may take just a little longer to get accomplished, but anything is possible. It truly is.
We've got 1 minute left. The Super Bowl was magic for this area. We're going through major transformations. What do you see? Are you hopeful about the future of this area?
I would just like for people not to wait another 10 years for it to be another Super Bowl, to continue to come downtown and make downtown magical, because we made that happen. You know, the guests, the people from the surrounding areas and the people of Detroit made that happen. So we don't have to wait for another 10 years for a Super Bowl. We can continue to make that happen, because that's what it's going to take for the city to move forward. People moving downtown in the beautiful lofts and homes, and so that's my prayer for the city of Detroit, that the administration will move the city forward, and people will do a much better job getting along, and know that they have one mission for the city, and that's to move that city forward. And any other mission or any other outside agenda, you know, just throw that stuff out of the window and just focus on moving the city forward in a prayerful manner.
Frank, thanks for all you're doing in Detroit, and especially the manner in which you're doing it.
Well, thank you, Jack, and it has been a pleasure to be here, and, you know, and I appreciate, you know, your kind words and your support.
Our guest next Sunday will be the founder of Kids Kicking Cancer, Rabbi Goldberg. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spoken.